everyone. You guys know Ava Kolker from Disney's Girl Meets World, and soon she'll be starring in Universal Pictures' Insidious, The Last Key. So stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I'm your host, Veronica Briga, and you are watching Spotlight On. And next to me is the very talented and lovely Ava
Kolker.
That's right. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
How are you?
I'm really good. How are you?
I'm super good. Perfect. All right. Actually, before we start, let's tell everyone where they can find you on Twitter.
Oh, so on Twitter, you can follow me at Real Ava Kolker.
And you can find me at Veronica B Online. Okay. Now we got that out of the way. Let's get down to business. Let's do this thing. All right. So most people do know you from Girl Meets World, where you actually play a character with the same name as yours.
Yeah.
That's pretty fun. Tell us about what it was like to play Ava.
She was an amazing character to play because that was my first recurring guest star.
Okay.
So it was definitely a different experience.
Yeah.
But it was phenomenal. I loved, it was more of an experience of learning.
Okay.
And I learned that you need to become your character to play it at the best of your ability.
Okay.
So it was kind of like, I know me and Ava are the same person.
Okay.
But it was kind of like I had to go to a different part that I could just totally act like her, like, oh yeah, totally, where I can already feel it. But you have to feel it to do it. You don't just do it.
You gotta work up to it.
Exactly. And the cast was so amazing. We all grew close, like a family.
Oh my gosh, I can imagine. You know what's so cool is that kids are growing up watching you, and I grew up watching Cory. I call him Cory and Topanga, but yeah, Ben and Daniel.
Yeah.
That is so much fun. What was your favorite part about playing Ava?
Probably I loved the experience of being able to, in every single episode, there was a moral.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
There was a lesson. And Cory or Ben,
yeah.
He told the best stories.
Yeah.
So he would always, you would always hear the lessons from him. And I think that's how I grew the most.
Yeah.
Not only in acting, but in life.
Okay. Because
from watching the episodes, like, there's so many different lessons. Like, Girl Meets Cultural Day, all of them. It's just, yeah.
Oh, how amazing. I can tell you really love that experience.
Yeah.
So you guys must have been so sad when it came to an end.
I know.
Well, I know the fans were really sad about it. What was the last day on set like? Were you there the last day, or did you guys?
Yeah, it was very special. It was a live audience night.
Okay.
So, actually, that one night, at the usually for live audiences, people get there at like 7 a.m. in the morning.
Oh,
even
wow.
though the live audience starts at 4.
Okay.
Because the lines build up the street.
Oh, wow.
So what we did was, Rowan and Sabrina, they came out, and they handed these golden tickets.
Oh!
So they got front row seats, these people, and we got to interact with them. We walked up into the audience, and we asked people questions.
Aww.
It was a very interactive last episode.
Yeah.
And it was very, very touching.
Like,
a lot of us cried. It was really hard.
That was my next question. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was emotional.
Water tears, everyone. All
exactly.
Over the place. So you guys, I don't even know where to start. You have so many projects coming out, but let's, good job.
Thank you.
So let's start with an Insidious. This is like a crazy, if you guys haven't seen this trailer, it is freaking scary.
Oh my God, yeah.
It's terrifying, but tell us about the character you play, because you play the younger version of the girl, the main girl.
Yeah, so I play young Elise. That's her name.
Yeah.
And I actually watched the three previous Insidiouses to kind of get used to the character.
You're braver than I am, by
the way. Yeah, it was really scary. I had nightmares for months. So, I had to push myself to a level that I've never been able to access before.
Oh, wow.
It was really, really hard because there was a lot of intense scenes, a lot of crying and screaming, so tiring days,
yeah.
But I think now I know that I have the ability to get there, and that makes me feel good. Because my mom always said, the first time I could cry, she goes, if you do it once, you can do it a million times. So don't tell me you can't cry.
Good advice.
So now, since I was able to do that, now every time I know, if I get another role, I did it once, I can do it a million times.
I love that attitude. You're absolutely right about that. So do you have, I'm curious, do you have like an acting, I know your sister's an actress and maybe you can rehearse with her, but do you have like an acting coach or do your parents help you out?
My mom and my dad are like the best coaches I can ask for.
That's so great.
We've had coaches before that I'm like, hey mom,
there you go.
But then sometimes for like huge auditions, sometimes we go to coaches just to see if we're missing anything.
Sure.
Like the biggest things, if we're like, well, I don't really know how to say this. Oh, but mom, do you understand this? I have no idea. Sometimes when we think we're missing something and we know it's big, but most of the time it's my parents.
Yeah.
Because they're the best coaches. My mom, I don't know why, but like she cries with us.
Aww.
She taught me how to cry because she gets tears and that makes us cry because we feel bad.
She knows you best.
Exactly.
Yeah, it makes sense. Now that you put it like that, every kid actor should maybe rehearse with their parents. They know and push the buttons and get them
exactly.
going. Exactly. Yeah. So tell us about, let's see, Amazon. You have an Amazon film, A Fairy's Game. What is that about?
So I actually play the only fairy.
Ooh.
And it's a super, if you guys like fairy tales, see what I did there? Fairy tales, this would be a great movie to see.
Yeah.
Because it's a family movie. And I'm the one and only fairy, like I said.
That's cool.
And it's kind of like a game.
Okay.
Like Jumanji.
Ooh.
Where you enter the world.
Oh, wow.
So they open the garage and do all that, and they put their hands on the map, and they go into my world, and they're super confused. And actually, these are our good friends that created the movie.
Okay.
A family of 13.
Whoa!
Two of them did the acting. Two of them were first and second ADs.
Okay, okay.
Three of them wrote the script. One of them directed it. One of them did the sound. And I think one of them did the editing.
That's amazing.
So it was, and we went to Oregon for this.
Okay.
We went to Oregon.
Have you been there before?
First time.
Okay, it's very beautiful, right?
It's
very lush and
so
green.
So we did it in the forests.
Oh, wow.
So every day there was different locations. And Oregon, they have the best blackberries there.
Okay.
I hate blackberries, but I love Oregon's blackberries.
Oh, my God.
Okay, well, not talking about that. Yeah, but
it felt so magical.
It was magical.
Okay, so let's see. And then let's go ahead and talk about Marvel, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yes!
This is so much fun because you get to act with your little sister.
Yes, actually, we're not in the same scenes.
Oh, okay, okay.
But what was awesome was we were in the same episode.
That's very cool.
So we both went to the table read together.
Aww.
And Marvel is, it's like big.
Huge.
They're on season 5 right now, I think.
Yeah.
So, So we went and I'm like, oh my God, we're at the table read. So I'm so sad we weren't in the same scenes.
Yeah.
But what happened was they straightened both of our hair. Like my sister, her hair is super curly.
Okay.
So they straightened them both and I wore brown contacts.
Oh,
it was actually super trippy. I took out one sometimes, and I had one.
Were you like staring
brown.
In the mirror, like who is this girl?
Yeah, yeah,
that
exactly.
Helped you get in a character, right?
Yeah. So, it was super cool that I got a. She actually gave me the most tips that.
Your little was, sister? Like,
yeah, because she got it first.
That's so much fun. Okay, so she already knew.
Yeah, and then we found out that they were going for older Robin, and then I was like, oh yeah, there's no chance because I look nothing like her. I have wavy hair and she has curly. She has dark eyes. I have light eyes. We have different lips, different structures in some ways.
Yeah.
Not most ways, though. But then, it happened.
You
so.
Did it. Oh,
yeah.
My God, that is the best story. I love that. I wish I could work with my sister. You're very lucky.
I am.
So when most kids, this is so great. When most kids were in preschool, you were out chasing your dream.
Yeah.
You started acting at 4 years old.
Yeah.
Did you always know you wanted to be an actress?
Actually, this is one of the best stories tonight. When I was 2 years old, I would go up to my parents and say, when I grow up, I want to be a movie star. And I would say
and
that.
And you would say it like that with the little song?
With the jazz hands.
Okay.
And I would always say that to them constantly. I don't even know where I got the idea.
Okay.
So that means something, I guess. And then my sister's got a manager.
Okay.
And my dad's like, oh, come on, can you know what? You guys are going to try it, too.
Sure.
So we tried it, and I booked my first thing, American Horror Story.
Uh-huh.
And from there, I just went on and on. Yeah. And then I booked a movie with Kate Beckinsale and then yeah. Scary Movie 5. And it just went up, from there.
The rest is history.
Exactly. But, yeah, I started when I was 4.
That's amazing.
So it's been 7 years now.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
That's so much fun. And then, so what is, before we wrap up, I want to know, what would be your dream role? I know you've had so many different roles, but what would be the ultimate role for you?
Probably a lead on a network dramedy.
So specific. I like
that. Yeah. I've been working on this question because they always ask me and it takes me.
Okay.
1 hour later. You know, come back to this question.
Yeah, yeah. No, you nailed it. Yeah. You nailed it. So what was it? It was a network.
A lead role on a network dramedy.
Okay.
I like that. Comedy, drama.
I think that may happen for you.
Thank you.
All right. It was such a pleasure to meet you.
You too.
You're amazing.
Thank you.
Can you tell everyone where they find you on Twitter one last time?
Oh, yeah. You can follow me at Real Eva Kolker.
All right. And you can find me at VeronicaBOnline.com. Bye, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Bye. Bye.